Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Although some in the media and in liberal religion may not condemn adultery, most sensible people know how immoral and destructive it is. It is immoral because it is a violation of the teachings of Scripture and will condemn one to eternal torment if he or she does not repent. Galatians 5:19-21. Adultery is destructive because it causes innocent partners to suffer, brings shame on children whose parents are ungodly, and disrupts our national life by promoting evil. The Old Testament says very plainly, "You shall not commit adultery." Deuteronomy 5:18. Jesus not only condemned the act of adultery, he also condemned thinking about adultery. Matthew 5:28-29. Paul provides a long list of sins that will exclude the practitioners from inheriting the kingdom of God. Adultery, homosexuality, and idolatry are included in that list. 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. If adultery is such a serious matter, and it is both from a biblical perspective and from a pragmatic one, is there any cure for this great evil? The answer is an unequivocal yes. The solution to the sin of adultery can be found only by returning to biblical morality. 3,000 years ago, the inspired psalmist admonished, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Psalm 119:9-11. Throughout the Bible, both old and young are commanded to guard their thoughts as well as their actions. Paul charged Timothy, "Keep yourself pure." 1 Timothy 5:22. The same apostle wrote as follows to the Corinthians, "Flee fornication." 1 Corinthians 6:18. Please remember that the word fornication means any and every kind of sexual immorality, including adultery. Matthew 19:9. God's standard of conduct, the inspired word of God, encourages married people to find sexual satisfaction in their own marriages. How could that truth be any plainer than in these words from the great book of Proverbs? "Drink waters out of your own cistern, and running waters out of your own well. Should your springs be dispersed abroad, and streams of waters in the street, let them be only your own and not a stranger's with you. Let your fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of your youth. Let her be as a loving hind and a pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times, and be ravished with her love. And why will you, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all our goings." Proverbs 5:15-21. Both men and women must avoid watching movies and television programs that glorify adultery. Have you ever noticed that such programs never show the heartaches that come from adultery, such as unwanted pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases, and violence? The movies almost never discuss the murders that accompany adultery. In North Georgia, where I live for 18 years, a Church of God preacher caught his wife with another man and murdered both of them. Would it make a difference if the movies depicted these tragedies? Is it not time that preachers of all religious groups speak in very plain language about adultery? We're not going to get very far in solving the problems of adultery if we persist in calling it an affair. Adultery is sinful, a sin against God, a sin against humanity, always sinful. We must tell our hearers that adultery will bring the condemnation of our God on their heads. We must also preach the truth of Matthew 19:9. If a man divorces his wife for reasons other than sexual immorality and then remarries, he commits adultery. We cannot compromise on these biblical principles, and hope to have an impact on our society. In addition, parents must teach their children about being faithful to their marriage vows. The churches and the homes can make a difference. Thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.